I thought I was going to get through.
Look at that tape. Good. What are some of the things that stood out for you from that preseason game, especially early?
Well, first of all, we went in there knowing that whatever it was, however we played defensively, was going to be a true indicator of where we are today at this point in time. We would have hoped that it would look better than it looked. I was hoping to be further along at this point, but the film is the truth. The game tells you everything you need to know about where we are. We've got a lot of work to do in tackling still. I was impressed with the effort to the ball and the way guys are running. The assignments, the techniques were sporadic, and that's led to a lot of the big plays. And in order to be a great defense, we've got to make sure that we can fit together as a team and know how each individual's technique is attached to the other techniques which are attached. And we're still in the early stage of that learning curve. It was the first time the lights were turned on, and we played for real. The speed of the game gets a little faster. Your techniques are that much more important. Your eye placement is that much more important. Your tackling is that much more important. And we came up short in that game, but it is where we are. It's a starting point. It's not an ending point, but we have a lot of work to do.
Bill, why did you go with Hughes over Boykin? Chip had said the other day.
Yeah, that's usually when you're dealing with a nickel and a corner playing the same position, the intricacies of both the nickel spot and the corner, you're playing inside techniques on one and outside. We were anticipating that Brady was going to come out in 11 personnel, no huddle. So I wanted to have Boykin inside and put Hughes outside. When they came into base, I didn't want to start Boyk at both spots. So it just played out that way, but it would have played out differently had they come in the nickel. No huddle, we had anticipated they were going to throw at us.
Would you like to see Brandon outside?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we will as we go forward. He's having a great camp so far, both in and out. But when you're asking him to do the assignments of both, you try not to overlap them in the same series. For instance, he was a nickel for a while, then we moved him out to corner later. The fact that he starts a game or doesn't start a game at which spot really is a little bit more with the scheme we anticipate coming at us, and that's all that happened there.
Bill, Coach, when your philosophy with rookies, is there a breaking in period, or are you just kind of, hey, the best man gets...
I believe that when you start, they should start at the bottom, and they should earn their way up, and it doesn't take long for the better players to push their way up, and really it comes from a basis of saying, hey, the vets have been here and worked at it. Someone's got to take it from them before you just anoint somebody. But a lot of times when you see the talented young guys come up, they take it pretty quick. And when it's time and you've seen enough and they've earned it, then you move them up.
Coach, what do you think is a longer curve for you and the players? Are you getting used to the personnel or them getting used to the scheme as a whole?
I would say it's equal. It's a challenge that we're up for. It's what we're working through right now. The new techniques we're teaching them, they have to learn to trust them in game day. You know, our practices are looking pretty solid and the techniques are used. When the speed and the bright lights come on, sometimes we take a step back, and that's what I believe happened the other night. But if we'll continue to trust the techniques, and I've got to continue to do a better job of putting them in the situations that best suit them, I think we're, again, that was a starting point for us, and we have to just put our heads down and work our tails off until both the techniques I'm asking them to do and the scheme that I'm putting them in is best for us.
Bill, why did Nate Allen lose the number one, working with the number one? I know you may have answered it, but why did Nate lose that job?
He hasn't. At what point are you talking?
Okay, so Earl Wolf is moved up, correct?
Yes, but we're in a rotation in the training camp practices. So that is the rotation of the secondary, because the battle is so intense that every day we rotate who's with the ones, and we continue to work and tweak it as we go. Now, as we're getting closer to the season, I'm looking at different combinations of safeties and how they interact with each other. So that is not a demotion for Nate. It's just the way the rotation is right now. As we continue to move forward, we'll continue to evaluate, and the starters are not in place at all.
Okay, so Earl said that he was listed with the number one today. Is that part of the rotation?
That is true. Yeah. The rotation. He was. Every day the DBs have a different listing of a rotation in their room. And all Earl was talking about is today he is at the top of the rotation. Tomorrow he will not be. And it has nothing to do with somebody beating out somebody yet. As we're moving forward in this preseason games, that'll start happening. That'll start settling in on the core players, but nobody's been demoted.
This game, you have made changes because of the way, and I know it's only one game, but yes. The defense played the last game.
There have been no changes made because of the game. The changes are a work in the practice schedule of the rotation. All right, so when we hit the game, we'll sit down as a staff and decide later on who's going to start in that game. But right now, all Earl Wolf did was start today in practice like he would have anyway.
How much closer are you to knowing what you have back there? I mean, like you said, you've been rotating them probably more than any other position.
Yes.
Are you closer now than you were?
Every game we play puts us closer. The games, everything counts, but those games are weighted the most because when the lights come on and you have to think fast and you have to make the adjustments and you have to make the tackles, we're going to put the best 11 out there that can tackle the best and fit in the scheme the best. And right now it's a close battle, and the games will separate it along with the practice
day. What did you see out of that position in the game?
I saw some good and some bad. I saw some missed tackles and some big hits. I saw the coverages were closer than I thought. We contested a lot of balls in the secondary, but they caught the ball still. We had tight coverage, but didn't finish the play with the ball out. The ball was caught. It was a great test to go up against the number one offense, in my opinion, or at least the top three in the NFL, and Brady and the guys. Practicing against them, the 7-on-7 periods reminded me of 7-on-7 with Kurt Warner. There's never a ball on the ground. Those great ones, that's how they worked their 7-on-7. It was a heck of a challenge for us. And then in the game, you saw the same thing. That's where we're going. We're striving to be able to shut down that offense. And you saw from the other night, we're not there. And we're not close. We're going to strive to get there. But that was a great indicator against the top offense in the NFL of where we are and what we need to do to get there. No, we have been working on tackling since day one, and as the pads. Now the Patriot practices stopped those tackling drills from happening in those periods, but we have a pattern of those live tackle periods, and this one was going to happen no matter what happened in the game. If we made every tackle, we would have still done these tackle drills.
What do you know about your defensive line, especially the end guys you brought in that you might not know related?
Well, again, the game. They really did. They have a great demeanor to them. They have a mature demeanor to them. But when the game starts, you never know how a guy's going to react, especially a young guy. And I was very impressed with how they responded to the challenge of a solid offensive line and offensive scheme. And the young guys played as well as anybody. Those young defensive linemen, as far as playing the techniques that we're asking them to play, they were very consistent in what we were asking them to do.
Do you feel like that's the strength of your defense right now, those young linemen?
Again, it's one game evaluation, but they did they started off very well.
Apologies if this was asked before, but Kerry Williams yesterday said that nobody really fears this defense and that it needs to be tougher. Do you agree with that?
I think every NFL defense in the NFL, every defense in the NFL is striving to be a feared, respected defense. And the only way you can get to where you're feared and respected is by playing great defense. Being able to get off blocks and make tackles, to stop the run, to have a pass rush that they're afraid of, a blitz package, to have lockdown covers, cover corners and safeties, to where you're playing great defense, to swarm to the ball, to have big hits and tackle. That's what puts fear in people. And the only way you get to that is by playing the individual techniques and learning the defense and playing together. So it's the same goal for every NFL defense. There's not one defense I've been on that hasn't talked about wanting to be feared. The only way to get to it is not through words and talking about being tough. It's simply about putting the pads on people and being great at your trade and your craft.
Do you have any problem with it? Like, if you're saying that you got to go out there and do it, and it's not about words, do you have any problem with them voicing the words before the actions?
I think all our players need to have a mindset that we need to be a feared defense. And all our players have to have the mindset that if they master their position and they are great, if you're a corner, you're a lockdown corner. If you're a backer, you're a tackling machine. Or a pass rusher, you're at the quarterback all the time. Everyone needs to have the mindset that they have to be great at their spot for our defense to be feared.
I get the sense that he didn't think during your practices that you were as tough a team and were going to be as feared a team. Did you get that sense? Did you talk to him?
I think with all of the guys, when we're talking about tough and feared defenses, it's about making plays on defense, and that is the theme. If you're making the plays, you're feared and you're tough and you're aggressive. When you're not making your plays, it's not coming off that way. So all of them have to have the mindset of being feared and nasty and tough and great at what they do.
Do they have that mindset? Do all of them have
it? We're working toward that. I'm gonna say no. We don't collectively have the mindset that needs to be where it is, and it's a daily. You don't just talk about it and say the words and all of a sudden everybody has the attitude. The way you get that confidence in your defense and in your techniques is by having success during the games. And you can tell we did not have that success in that game. So we have got to work and tighten it down and get better at the individual techniques, one position at a time, to where we collectively have the success to give you the confidence to have that attitude that we're growing toward. Nobody wants us to be more feared defense than the guys in our locker room. Nobody wants that swagger more than the guys. But it's not words that get you there. It's putting it together on the field during the games. It's going to get us there.
Campaign with Chip to try to get the practices
to be more physical, have more contact?
Our practices right now are some of the best I've been around. We get more reps, and the best way for a player to get better at what he does is to do it more often. We can sit and have fewer reps and meet more, and the coaches are always harping on, hey, do this, do that, or the players can actually be doing it. We have gained so much technique work through the practice pattern that we have. I mean, it's off the charts. Our learning curve is accelerated because of the way we practice.
And so when you look at that, how much of it do you think is a technique issue, and how much of it do you think is simply a personnel issue?
I think the techniques, in the stage that we are of learning a new system, and again, I've said it before, if the wide nine's over here, a 3-4's over here, and we're moving, and I've talked about it, and I have been trying to be coy about what we're playing. I've been trying to be honest. And it's about the guys being able to execute the techniques of the defense we're trying. And they've been practicing it well. In the game, they reverted back a little bit. And some of the breakdowns happened from those. And we're all over it right now. We're in practice, and we'll tighten it back. We'll peel it back if we have to. We will play as many defenses as we can play well. And I'll throw the rest out. But the guys right now at that learning stage, and I'm learning them too. I didn't call a perfect game. I have a lot left to figure out about the car I'm driving here and how it fits, you know, and what it does well and what it doesn't. And I've got some learning to do with the personnel, and we're growing it in the right direction. And it wasn't the start we were looking for, but we've got another chance Thursday night to make a step forward.
Two more questions.
You're playing such a different guy Thursday than you played Friday. And Newton, what does that do as far as variation and showing your team different levels?
Well, if the game the other night, if you watch, it was a complete schematic flop from first half to second. You played Tom Brady in the drop back. You know where the quarterback's going to be. Throw it downfield. And then you flip to that diamond read option, triple option that we had to defend in the second half with Tebow. Well, as we come into these preseason games, I think a lot of that could present itself in the Carolina game, but we see it every day. So we're getting pretty good at it. And the type of offense that comes at us in the preseason, they won't come off of too much of what they've done. So I'm not anticipating them scheming us and us scheming them. Right now, my focus is on getting our guys to play our defense the way it's supposed to be played. And no matter what comes at us, our rules and our techniques should lead us to where we can stop what they're presenting us.
You know, with a guy like Logan, who is in the mix at the end but has not been a game, just one game played, starting the end,
yes.
do you even have to see him in a live action as a first teamer to know whether or not he can be first teamer?
Well, part of the reason you put them in at first team and you move guys up is so they go against their best. And you see if your young guy, okay, he's whipping up on maybe somebody's third or seconds, how can he do against a starter like he'll be asked to do for 16 weeks during the season? So as we go and we see guys, as they earn that spot, they will get opportunities to go against the other team's ones in game-type situations in the preseason so we can better evaluate them.
Is that what you did with Wolf for that? You did that with Wolf for
that? That rotation is on a practice rotation. Yeah, it's on a practice rotation.